Oasis Audio presents The Ghost at the Drive-In Movie by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. The Diamond in the Sky. Benny Alden was getting sleepy in the car. It was a long ride, and he had just closed his eyes. But then he heard his grandfather say something about a diamond.
Diamonds?
Cried Benny.
Where?
The 6-year-old loved mysteries and looking for hidden treasure. His older sister, Jessie, looked back from the front seat of the minivan.
Oh, not real diamonds, Benny, she said, laughing.
Their grandfather nodded as he drove. I was just talking about the place where we're going, he said. It's called the Diamond Drive-In Theater. The Aldens were on their way to visit a friend of grandfather's, Frederick Fletcher, who lived in the countryside beyond Silver City.
It's so great Mr. Fletcher owns a movie theater, Violet said.
At 10, she was the shyest of the Alden children, but even she couldn't hide her excitement. Henry, who was the oldest, spoke up. I've read about drive-in movie theaters, but I've never seen one. I guess they're pretty hard to find these days. He was 14, and he liked looking up information on the Internet.
There used to be hundreds of them all over the country, said Grandfather. There were dozens right here in Connecticut, back in the old days. Now there are only a few.
I bet the front door of a drive-in theater has to be really wide, said Benny, so that you can get your car.